Last fall, voting rights activist groups protested the implementation of a new law called No Match, No Vote here in Florida. That law, which went into effect in early September, required that voters have their personal identification match state or federal databases to be able to cast their ballots in an election. Recently, Florida Secretary of State Kurt Browning said that no voters were prevented from casting ballots at the polls because of the law. But Elizabeth Westfall disagrees. She's an attorney with the Washington, D.C.-based Advancement Project, who was suing the state over the law, and she spoke with WMNF yesterday from Tallahassee.
The secretary decided to start enforcing the law on September 8th of last year, and by late October, 12,000 people were listed on a no-match pending voter file. Those folks were not registered and had to show, prove their identity through various rather burdensome means in advance of the election in order to be able to vote by a regular ballot. So I think 12,000 voters is a number that, any Secretary of State should be deeply concerned about. Going into 2009, I mean, the issue is, whether the legislature, which is now in session, is going to take steps to clarify the law. As you may recall, last fall, there were a number of supervisors of elections, about 29 by our count, who decided to allow unmatched voters to correct their problems at the polls on election day rather than having to come back and show ID a second time 2 days following the election. And, but other supervisors did not have that practice and adhered to what Secretary Browning was recommending. So I think there needs to be a clarification in the law to make sure that these unmatched voters are able to correct their matching errors and prove who they are at the polls or during early voting or any time before that.
Let's talk about some other issues that you may have been talking about today. We had some discrepancies last year when it came to early voting. Ultimately, Governor Crist decided to allow any supervisor of election to go ahead and keep his office open or her office open after it was kind of scattered. And actually, in one case, Pinellas County, that supervisor decided not to open the office early. There's a lot of criticism of that down there. What's the Advancement Project's thoughts about early voting here in Florida?
Well, Advancement Project is strongly supporting. There are a number of bills that have been introduced, and Secretary Browning himself has a proposal to expand the hours of early voting. There needs to be expansion of the type of sites that can be available for early voting. There is also one bill that's been introduced by Senator Joyner that would require there to be rulemaking on determining a formula for setting how many sites per county there should be, and we support that. I mean, there should be a thoughtful process that involves community groups, supervisors of elections, individual voters, and, of course, the secretary in determining that formula because, as you mentioned, from county to county, there was quite a bit of disparity as to the number of sites that were offered to voters and their hours.
What about the issue of counting provisional ballots? I know some voting rights groups were concerned about this last year going into the 2008 election in terms of just the fact that previous research indicates that a lot of times people who do vote provisionally, their votes never count. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think the numbers, again, show that a very large percentage of ballots cast, provisional ballots cast in Florida were rejected because they were cast in the wrong precinct. Our position is that those ballots should be count, quote-unquote, up ticket, which means, in the races for which the voter is eligible. But if the voter is in a precinct where he is not eligible to vote in the very, very local races, of course, those votes should not be counted. But for the contests up the ticket, that ballot should be partially counted. I think it is an issue. It's interesting with early voting becoming more popular. It means sort of less focus on election day and being at the right precinct. So hopefully the usage of provisional ballots will be decreasing in Florida. But before that happens, we urge the legislature to change the rule on counting provisional ballots and that those cast in the wrong precinct and that those ballots should be counted partially.